Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Kyle Ambert and Emily Hudson.
Hello, this is Emily Hudson.
This is Kyle Ambert.
And today we're talking with Vinod Prasad, the General Manager and Lead Architect at WePro Technologies. Welcome, Vinod.
Thank you. Good morning.
Vinod, could you tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing right now at WePro?
Yeah, I work as a Chief Architect of WePro in our software technology group. We have been looking at AI ML as one of the focus areas under the software technology group. And my charter is to look at the emerging technologies, create solutions, and take to market with our customers. So AI ML is one of the focus in this, and I'm happy to talk about that.
It's a great area to be working in right now. Being somewhat familiar with your group, I know you guys have worked quite a bit in medical imaging. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that and why you think that's such an interesting area to be involved in right now.
Yeah. So as you know, one of the industry vertical that we are focusing is healthcare. And then all with the digitalization coming in, we see a lot of focus in medical imaging, connected care, right, to get reinvented healthcare, right? So there are a lot of customers that we work with, especially in the medical device vendors, right, the medical equipment vendors. And we have been working with some of them for the last 5 to 10 years, especially in the image processing areas, medical imaging and printing areas. And last 2 years, we have been seeing customers asking about how can they automate some of the image analysis, right? And then with the success of image analytic solution using deep learning over the last few years, there has been a lot of interest to many of our customers. How can they utilize this technology in their devices and how to give a value-added service to their customers? And that is where we help them build these technologies onto their devices.
Vinod, could you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that the current healthcare industry is facing in terms of medical imaging and how these kind of solutions can help?
Yeah, sure. So if you look at the entire medical imaging segment, right, I mean, the x-rays, right, x-rays for that matter, CT scan, right, that is one of the relatively very well-known and easier method of collecting data. It's typically, say, for example, chest x-rays are used for evaluating lung, heart, or chest wall-related problems, right? And the issue with these images are, in certain cases, the rejection rate is very high. And most of the time, the radiologists are not able to give accurate impressions or the quality of the image will be a problem. And these are the issues which are making our medical device vendors to look at, okay, how can we solve this problem? How can we make this in their image analysis, image segmentation? And in some cases, we are even talking about automatic captioning, right? So typically, the problems that we see from these customers are the image quality, image rejection, et cetera. So that's the main issue that they are looking at. And second one is, in certain countries where the chest x-rays are used more often for, let's say, the illness like TB, right? And now there is a huge amount of images being generated, but very less radiologists to do the analysis. So now, automation is a need, and the key element here is how can we use technology to automate the image analysis. So these are the typical problems that customers are throwing our way.
Automation is definitely an important topic of discussion right now. Can you tell me a little bit about the underlying methods that are used for handling image classification, image caption, things like that?
Yeah, so typically we use the deep learning, especially for, so our solution is mostly looking at three different aspects. One is image segmentation, right? How do you highlight which part of the image is corresponding to a particular area of body that we are scanning or taking an image of, that's image segmentation. And second one is image analytics. So how do you automatically find out which is a problematic image from a good image, right? So that's what we call as image classification. And the third one, which we are looking at, is based on the previous data, how can you automatically caption what is the specific ailment in a particular image. So there are various techniques that we are using. Mostly these are centered around deep learning networks. So for image segmentation, we are using CNN. For image classifications, we are using neural network-based classifiers. And similarly, for automatic captioning, we are using CNN networks. So mostly these are deep learning solutions that we are using to solve these problems.
When you're working with medical image classification, I know just normal image classification and computer vision is a really popular area to work in right now. Is there anything that you find interesting about working with medical images in particular? Like, how are they different from the usual sort of image workloads that we find outside of medical imaging?
It is relatively very similar to other sets of images, but only thing is these are not streamed, right? It's like one-time capture. And we have a specific set of, let's say, the image size or image box size is also very, well, what's repeatable, right? That's one thing. And second one is the image pre-processing, right? The kind of image that we get from the medical systems are required to be a lot of pre-processing before we can apply these algorithms. So that's one area which we are seeing, that the requirement for image pre-processing, the quality of images, all that is different compared to what we get from other kind of typical problems.
I'm curious about where these systems are being deployed. I understand that a lot of physicians are using X-ray technology on-premise, and so this image classification is happening at the time the image is being captured or very close to it. Can you talk a little bit about that, Vinod, and the capabilities needed to do inferencing at the edge?
Especially given a hospital environment, one option is, we can do it edge, and other option we can do it a cloud. But in most of the cases, there will be connectivity issues or due to the security restrictions, you are not supposed to send the data out. And then that's why most of the environment where our customers are asking, the image analysis has to happen on the edge with on the same data in the same hospital. And in certain cases, where we are working with our medical equipment vendors, they are very particular that, I have a high compute machine that is actually doing this, and let us get this image analysis done on the device itself. So we are working with two of our customers in building that image analysis or segmentation capabilities on the device itself. So that's where we are seeing the trade, where more and more these kind of inference or analysis happening on the edge, on the device, and not on the cloud. That's an important aspect of why the solutions are required to be highly optimized on the edge.
So would a typical workflow be the data scientist or the physician's work to train a model on a data center type of platform and then prepare the trained model for inference on a lower powered edge device?
Yes, that's typically what we see. We collect the data from sample of these devices over time, create a model, do this model training on their data center on-prem, and once the trained model is there, we deploy it back on the device, which is having a lesser power, but we need relatively real-time data. And then we also upgrade the model time to time, as and when the data is more mature, we get this upgrade model. So we have a kind of a DevOps network which will actually update the models on the device again.
So when you move from training on a high-powered to inference on a low-powered device, are there any model optimization techniques that you use or any sort of changes you have to make to the model to prepare it for the production environment for inference?
Yes, we had started the journey with using unoptimized models, right? So we took the trained model, tried to run it on the edge device. But the problem is, given the compute capability of edge device, in certain cases, it was too alarming, right? It took more time. So then over the period, we found that, an optimized model and in certain cases using the Intel OpenVINO-based optimization gives a much higher performance on a model which is optimized. So that reduces the inference time, that reduces the model size without losing the accuracy but having a better time response. So that, as you said, is absolutely necessary for us to try out the model optimization technologies to ensure that we get the right response in with a lower cost on these HDOSs.
Vinod, it's so exciting to hear about Intel technology being used in these new ways at the edge of the data center and doing these new workloads. One other thing occurred to me. I know you were a member of an Intel program called Intel AI Builders. Could you talk a little bit about how that program has helped you develop these kinds of solutions?
Yeah, sure. So when we looked at what is the best platform for us to develop these solutions for our customers, we evaluated several platforms and several machine learning platforms. We looked at these from three angles. One is the technology maturity, second is the ease of usage, and third is from a cost perspective, like total cost of ownership for our customers. Because going by a GPU-based solution where we need heterogeneous machines to get this training, the model development, model training, and a different platform for inference, all these were becoming bottleneck and increasing the cost. So then we understood that Intel has this AI Builder program, which has optimized machine learning libraries and pre-optimized kernel suited for Intel Xeon class processors, and as well as Intel Open Vino-based optimization for Edge. Once we ported our solutions onto these platforms, we got the benefit of building it once and running it everywhere without worrying about the extra cost or heterogeneity of GPUs. So that's why we started developing these solutions on this platform. So the ease of deployment, ease of building these solutions, ease of porting, that really helped us. And on top of it, the capabilities of OpenVINO in optimizing the model and the ability to run on a low footprint machine or systems really helped us get the solution up and running for customers. That's where we see the AI Builder program has helped us in ensuring that we give the right set of solutions to our customer in this regard.
Vinod, I'm so happy to hear that the Intel AI Builders program has helped you so much in the development of these solutions. If people want to go to learn more about what you're working on, where would be a good place?
Yes, we have a website, www.bigpro.com. And under that, product engineering solutions is an area where we have more details about these solutions, and that will be a right place to start with.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And on behalf of Intel on AI, I'm Emily Hudson.
I'm Kyle Ambert.